It's a big weekend in the Greater Berkshire region for the performing arts, with a panoply of chamber music, folk rock, dance, and musical theater just for starters. One of the biggest surprises of the summer season in the Berkshires is that alternative rock titan Beck is making one of his only concert appearances in the entire Northeast, not at SPAC, where I saw him years ago, and not in Boston, where you figure he might play, but at Mass Mocha in North Adams. Beck is one of the most critically acclaimed and influential creative forces in rock music over the past 20 years, and this concert comes on the heels of the release of his terrific album, Morning Phase, a career-topping recording that harkens to the heyday of 1970s California folk rock, and to my ears, one that recalls Bob Dylan's blood on the tracks in mood and feeling. I've been listening to it nonstop for months now, and I'm hoping he plays plenty of songs from it at his show at Mass Mocha this coming Tuesday at 8 p.m. There's even an opening act who's not exactly a slouch, some guy by the name of Sean Lennon. Tickets are still available for that show, as they are for another concert this weekend at Mass Mocha, this one on Sunday, headlined by Iron and Wine, the musical vehicle of acclaimed singer-songwriter Sam Bean. There's also a new installation going up at Mass Mocha called Stasis Horror, featuring more than 80 of Christopher Chiappa's riotous paintings executed on stools, and they can be viewed in the Hunter Center hallway at Mass Mocha starting on Saturday. So you may just want to get a room at the Porches Inn across the street for the weekend and make a vacation of it all weekend at Mass Mocha. Or you may want to head to Beckett, where the Hong Kong Ballet opens the summer season at Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival. The troupe is performing an eclectic program in the Ted Shawn Theater through Sunday, featuring dances by a crew of international choreographers, including Nacho Duato, Christoph Pastor, and National Ballet of China resident choreographer Fei Bo, dance to music by the likes of Bach, Vivaldi, Elgar, and Carl Jenkins. Or maybe musical theater is your thing, and if so, you are in luck. One of the all-time classics of the genre, Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate, opened the main stage season at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield and is playing now through Saturday, July 12th. Based on William Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, the musical is getting rave reviews across the board. Also at Barrington Stage, Working on a Special Day, a new play about a life-changing encounter between an overworked housewife and a mysterious bachelor on May 8, 1938, the day Rome celebrates Hitler's visit to Mussolini's Italy, is running on the second stage at Barrington Stage now through Sunday, July 6th. Chamber music fans have a wealth of concerts from which to choose. At Tannery Pond Concerts at the Darrow School in New Lebanon, New York, violinist Axel Strauss and piano player Ilya Politev will perform works by Mozart, Schumann, and Prokofiev and Enescu on Saturday at 8. At PS 21 in Chatham, Repist Baroque, an early music trio, presents the 9th annual Paul Grunberg Memorial Bach Concert on Sunday at 2. And for those who prefer their chamber music with a contemporary feel, string quartet Ethel, which I like to think of as a baby Kronos, will perform their program Grace, featuring works by film composer Ennio Morricone, rock songwriter Jeff Buckley, jazz composer Vijay Iyer, and the incredibly hot new music composer Nico Muhly at the Mahawi on Saturday at 8 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.